Legendary Kills.
Unwanted target dusted. Solid work.
What's good? What's happening? This is the long-awaited, and this is the Gamer Zone show, you know, the game show where we give you all the tips and tricks. Well, so far we haven't given you any tips, but we are going to get there. But I'm just going to discuss today the topic that I think we really want to talk about. That is the remakes and games that shouldn't be remade. Or maybe let's do this. Today I'm going to talk about games that I enjoy, the remakes that most of us might have enjoyed. And then Nick and I on the next show are going to discuss games that we both didn't like. So on this show, I'm just going to discuss the ones that I enjoyed. And then on the next one, we're just going to discuss that. And then it's going to be like, you know, an opinionated one where we're just going to have to hear from his side and my side as well. And then we're just going to slide into the DMs as well. If you want to get into the comment section, just let us know on our socials and just tell us like what games that you liked, which ones you didn't like, which remake was unnecessary, basically, because most games nowadays are remasters. But then at times it's like, look, we already had this game, like, you know, it was good and done back then when you had a PS1 and you played certain games, like, it was okay. I'm not going to mention other names because I know that, like, you know, some people do enjoy certain games and some actually don't really like them, but there are remakes where you can just be like, no, this game was not necessary. Let me give you one of them. Ninja Gaiden. There was no need for them to actually make a remake because it was already there on the Xbox. And then if you had an Xbox 360, you could have played that. Even with the Xbox One, you could have just gone back and just played the game because, you know, you can always play the games that you had as well. Just do an update on the disc or you just download it digitally. But yeah, some games were just like, come on. Just get over it, move on and move from that and just like, you know, get something different. But hey, that's just the way it is. You know, the gaming industry, we don't always get what we want, but sometimes we are satisfied. Like, I'm one of the people that is like, okay, I enjoyed certain games and I'm like, hey, you're going to remaster this? Cool, I'm down for that. The games that I missed. So growing up, I played a lot of Resident Evil games and I never played Resident Evil 2. And Resident Evil 3. So now when they made a remake of those, I was like, whoa, this is exciting. This is good for me. Got it on the PS4. Played Resident Evil 2. It was amazing. I loved it. Except for the part that you could not dodge. And you just, you know, it felt like one of those old classic horror games. And it was good, you know, with the tyrant chasing you. It was just like an amazing thing. And I was like, geez, is this guy ever going to stop? Or is the way to just like get away from him? It was such a good game. The graphics were amazing. Everything was good. You could tell that this game was remastered and remade with love and all that. There's certain games where you look at them now and you're like, dude, you said this is a remaster, but it doesn't look that good. I'm not going to mention the other ones because it is kind of one of those games where you're like, oh, come on, man. Did you have to just throw that one in? But let me just say it for the sake of it. The GTA trilogy, that was just not worth it, man. I mean, it was already out there digitally that you could play it, even if it was an old game, but now they remastered it and it came out with bugs and glitches, so many issues. I remember that there was the one awkward thing where it's like, it's raining in the game, but you can't even see the whole screen because of how they made it. They tried to make it so realistic that it just affected the whole thing. And then the driving mechanics were good, but then they said the aiming and the shooting and the weapon wheel where you just scroll through your weapons is going to be similar to GTA 5, but you can't even really lock onto a target. It's like, okay, what's the point then? Why would you advertise that to us? Meanwhile, you couldn't even develop the game properly. Now it's like, geez, okay, whatever. Now you gotta move on from that. But they also said Rockstar, which is the studio that develops these games, also said that they're not going to do GTA 4 remake or remaster because of what happened with the other ones. So now it's like they're going to focus on GTA 6. Even Red Dead Redemption 1, that was going to be remastered. I would have played only the zombie mode because I enjoyed that. When I had a PS3, I remember that I played Red Dead, The Undead Nightmare. That was a good one. It had a good story. You know, when you just start off with his wife being infected, and then now she has to be killed because, you know, it's a virus, and then he just had to do what he had to do because it's like life and death. Either he's going to die or she has to die, and then he does the choice. And you're just going through around the world, and it was so amazing. It was so good. You go through towns, you're saving people, fighting these zombies and these weird monsters. It was good for me. Like, I'm a zombie fan, and I loved it. So, hey, look, I was going to be excited for the Red Dead 1 remake, but it's okay. Let's move along. Maybe it might come back later on. I don't know. But the other remake that I liked, not sticking only to Resident Evil, is Resident Evil 3. It was good. It was a bit too short for my liking, though. That was the only problem. But I had never played the game. So the other reason I enjoyed it is because when I got the disc version, it came with the other part of the game, which is the Resident Evil Online, which you can play, which is Resident Evil Resistance. Now, that's good. It was a fun game. The servers kind of sucked a bit at times because online it was like, you know, a bit laggy. And then you just had so many glitches, you couldn't even finish the game, or you're just dropping dead and you don't even know what attacked you because of the lag. But then, look, I'm guessing it's now sorted. It's been a while since I've played it, but I enjoyed that. Might even get onto it with friends, but like I was saying, the Resident Evil 3, I enjoyed it because it came as a package with that as well, extra content. So I was like, oh, look, this is good for me. And I'd never played it, so it was amazing, you know, the nemesis chasing after you and all that. The ending was a bit, come on. You know, I think it's one of those things where, like, every single game that I ever play, I'm always so disappointed about the ending. It's always like, come on, it's predictable. It's almost the same as every other Resident Evil, that the endings look similar, and they feel the same. Always the drama, and then it's just that one big gun, and then you just blast off the enemy, and it's like, ah, okay, cool. It's okay, then you just move on with that, you know? And the other remake that I loved, so it's a remaster, it's Saints Row the Third. Now, they came out obviously back then in the PS1. It was PS1 and PS2 days. So the PS2 was still fresh and hot there. PS1 was also being phased out. But then they came out and said they're going to challenge GTA. And they made Saints Row. And the one that really stood out from all of them was Saints Row 2. It was good back then. It was like one of those that was so amazing. It was a weird game as well, but not exactly like GTA, but open world, you could do whatever you want, hijacking, you could just go rob people, shoot people, go guns blazing in the streets, everything that you can imagine that GTA had, that game also had. And now they made the third one, which then became a little bit weird, and now you're like, okay, this is a bit crazy. Now this one is like hectic because it's now becoming like super 18 rated, where like, you walk around with weird toys in your hand, I mean adult toys, and then you're going around slapping people with them, you punching people. People can have big heads. It's like you have cheat codes that are allowed in the game. It was just a weird game. Amazing exploration was good. And you know, the whole thing of just aliens being in the same world as you, it's like, oh, okay, fun. It's just a weird thing. Even Saints Row 4 took it to the next level, but they messed it up a bit because it was a bit too much now, where it's just aliens in the whole city, and then you've got like some weird powers. You feel like Superman. You can run as fast as you want. You can jump. You can do almost anything. You didn't even need a car in Saints Row 4. That's the other thing. But yeah, look, I enjoy Saints Row 3. If you haven't played it, I think you should get it. It's one of those games that was good. So yeah, definitely. And last but not least, I don't know if you can consider this as a remake or a remaster, but I would say the Pokemon Let's Go versions. No, Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee. Those were good. I remember playing on the Game Boy. It was Pokemon Yellow, Red, Blue. There was just a lot of them that, like, you know, you played and enjoyed. And I'm a huge Pokemon fan. I remember that those were one of the first games I ever played when I grew up. Like, it was just like amazing, and I used to play them a lot. So the replay value in there was quite good. Of course, you'd encounter different Pokemon in each playthrough in a way. Sometimes you'd find the same one, sometimes you wouldn't find them because of how random the game was. And I just enjoyed the Let's Go version. So it was only annoying that the fact that you had to catch multiple like multiple times, you would have to catch the same Pokemon multiple times. Sorry, you'd have to catch it too many times just so you can evolve that one. And it was just like, okay, fine. But then if you played Pokemon Go on mobile, then you could import your save data, and then you could just do that and make it easier for your Pokemon to evolve and grow stronger. It was a bit cool, but yeah, those are the games that I enjoyed, that I say the remakes or the remasters were worth it and worth a while. You can let me know in your socials as well, in the socials, what you think, which ones were good, which ones were bad. And like I said, in the next one, Nick and I are going to discuss it. And yeah, just hear his side of the story as well. But anyway, enjoy and stay gaming. Welcome to listening to... Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM. Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.